Hi everyone, this is Charity Tran. This is the inaugurating podcast type element in my blog, charitytran.com. I was trying to start off with a short story I wrote, but that turned out to be a little bit more strenuous on my voice than I had anticipated. So I figured that I would take baby steps. Literally. So the following podcast will feature three poems, Hope and Seventh, Close Proximity, and Eye to Eye, all of which were recently published within the last year or so in Mused, which is the BellaOnline.com literary review. Hope and Seventh by Charity C. Tran. Dark gray steps, a mountain to climb. The shortcut cut short, boarded up in yellow plastic signs. Older woman leading the way, arms heavy, weighted by a cardboard box. Younger woman following behind, arms heavy, weighted by the stroller that had carried. Little boy in between, inching slowly up the mountain, small right hand gripping tightly the silver banister as belay. Slow, timid steps of tiny feet as his tiny teeth grip the teat of a baby bottle that swings from his lips as his canteen. And I, shoulders heavy with my own pack, stop short, the gravity of my familiar pace, the start of my downward climb, to stare down at his little face, at his curled hair peeking behind a small hooded sweatshirt. Do you need help? I reach out my hand, my two fingers nestled in the tight grip of a small sticky palm, and I climb the mountain backwards in slow, timid steps. Close Proximity by Charity C. Tran. You slipped your fingers through mine. It happened before my brain could register the simple gesture, before I could perceive your palm against my palm. You slipped your fingers through mine. Realizations, drops of light precipitation before unexpected rainfall. The nearness of you, of me to you, and we far flung from others, were there, but not. Then, slow circles, the base of your thumb, slow dancing on the surface of my skin. Eye to Eye by Charity C. Tran. Two men in sleeping bags on black marble slab lie outside a building on Chateau Place. Two men with scruffy jaws, dirt beneath their fingernails, wearing layered clothing doused with the acrid cologne of LA elements. One waves a cigarette in the night as the two lie beneath dim fluorescent floodlight, conversing while tobacco smoke lingers in the air. Cigarette man stays on as listener to the story of the man beside. The storyteller's voice crackles in the twilight, painting pictures of places he has been, of sights he has seen. Mirrored frames of a life he leads where no one listens, except a man smoking a cigarette in the night in a sleeping bag 2 feet beside, a man who sees a storyteller eye to eye. So that was my three poems, Hope and Seventh, Close Proximity, and Eye to Eye. Hope and Seventh and Close Proximity were actually published at the same time. And Eye to Eye was just recently published, actually, with the Spring Equinox Bella Online's literary review, does it by the seasons. When I published Hope and Seventh and Close Proximity, a few people keyed on the fact that they both somehow had a focus point with hands, and that was completely unintentional. Just like I realized when I was reading through Eye to Eye that I actually even have another moment in there where I talk about the dirt beneath their fingernails. But with them, it was particularly important, even though they saw each other eye to eye, that there was that sense of space. And I hope that I conveyed that. When I'm writing poems in particular, I try and talk about specific moments and times that, you know, may or may not be true, but I don't necessarily want those specific moments or times to
lend itself to just that moment. That I have a firm belief that regardless of what you write and how creative it is and how it makes people think about something entirely different, that it all connects to something. And in terms of these poems, like, they are about moments in real life and observations, and primarily I think my vested interest in having written them and being inspired by them is the knowledge that they are not singular moments that are unreplicable, that other people don't have. I would hope that, you know, the concept of the Good Samaritan and the person that helps out random people is a common everyday place. I want to firmly believe that people hold hands all the time, and for whatever reason, romantically speaking, friendship, family, that, you know, that connection of love between two people is there and it happens, is surprising, as well as being something that is extraordinarily a standard. And while I would want that there would be less homeless people in the world, I also know that, you know, not everyone has a roof over their heads and have the ability to eat, you know, 3 square meals a day. But I would like to believe that regardless of the life situation you're in and the status that you exist in, regardless if you're rich or poor or have a house or not, that there is someone out there who understands. And so that sums up a lot of those elements of each poem. I'm more than welcome to talk about my work and inspirations and my thoughts and how things develop. I mean, I'm growing as a writer. I think every writer is growing as a writer. Somebody kick me if I ever feel like I know everything, because that will never be true. So feel free to email me. My contact information is on charitytran.com, or follow me on Twitter. I am always on Twitter. CharityTran is the Twitter handle. And all this information is available to read in links on my website as well. So I'm very glad that you took the time to listen to me read my poems as well as ramble about them. Well, maybe you skipped this part. But thank you for listening.